Urban Outfitters wants to rent you clothing. It's trying to tap into the quickly growing market of rental apparel, which is projected to surpass $2.5 billion by 2023. Starting this summer, consumers will be able to rent 6 pieces every month from a selection of brands owned by Urban Outfitters, Inc., including Free People and Anthropologie. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, start with the obvious. Urban Outfitters, they sell clothes. This rental service will be about $88 a month. Are they going to disrupt their own business model?
They are, but, you know, I always like to point to Blockbuster, right, that didn't want to disrupt its own business model because it didn't want to deal with the fact that people had late fees, and Netflix came in, and Netflix could have been you and me, and said, hey, you know what, if you just let people keep the stuff as long as they want to, we'll have a better business. So Urban is just understanding something that other companies have done. There's a company called Gwinnie B out there. There's Rent the Runway. Urban is just making it more accessible. And I have to say, as a man of a certain age, I think a lot of these trends are silly. This one, I think, is kind of interesting. At the moment, much more for women than for men, because women like to get where they have to actually wear a lot more different things. Guys can wear the same suit
no
for a
kidding.
Year.
No kidding. I mean, I can't see a guy getting 6 new pieces a month.
No, frankly. But a guy can get ties, for instance, which we spend money on. What if you give that tie back every now and then? So conceptually, it's a generational thing, right? The younger kids are not part of an ownership society. Owning a house doesn't mean as much to them. Owning a car doesn't mean as much to them. And apparently that's moving all the way down to clothes.
Yeah, but what about their clothes that have been used? Now, I'm not, you know, I mean, I love secondhand stores. There are a lot of us used to buy our clothing at the Army-Navy stores.
Right.
You know, but these are going to be definitely recycled every month.
Yes. And so these different subscription models are such that you can keep them for a certain amount of time or longer or whatever. But you'll find with these companies that I've named and now Urban, one of the interesting statistics is they are the companies that do the most dry cleaning in America. That's part of their cost, that dry cleaning will be a very important part of things so that when you get a new piece of clothing, it'll be undamaged and dry cleaned. Huh. They will press it. They will figure it out. They'll clean it. They'll present it to you. You'll get it almost as if it feels new. And obviously, if you're borrowing or renting clothes and you're sending them back with, you know,
holes
in them and things like that, there'll be some mechanism for adjusting on that front. But the fact is, most women don't do that. They take care of their stuff. And if they can get more stuff for the same amount of money or less money, might be good.
Maybe it'll be like Uber, you'll get ranked. But you mentioned all this cleaning. And later this week, we're going to be looking at the waste generated by the fashion industry. It's huge.
Yes.
You know, buying new clothes has a huge environmental impact. So, you know, some people are thinking, well, maybe the rental market signals that millennials, consumers, young consumers are aware of the environmental costs, but then you just mentioned, is it offset by the cleaning costs?
Yeah, so there's the two problems in this market are dry cleaning, which is, by the way, becoming a lot more environmentally friendly operation than it used to be when I was a kid. It was the most chemically intense, horrible thing in the world. But there's cleaning and there's shipping, right? You're shipping everything one extra time than you would be, and by definition, most of the clothes will be shipped. That is something that the clothing industry is trying to deal with now, how to reduce packaging, how to figure out ways of incentivizing people to minimize that. But that is part of the whole thing, that you're not wasting your clothes, right? A piece of clothing, in theory, gets more wear because of the number of times you wear a piece of clothing. If you're renting it, it'll be worn more than you would yourself.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.